When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. And hey, we're 9 days out from kidsreadcomics.org. And let me tell you, it is a stressful time for me, but I am not going to beleaguer you guys with my tales of woe. This show is about documenting the thoughts that occur to me in my daily life as a cartoonist, preferably useful thoughts or, God willing, insightful thoughts, and responding to questions that you guys have provided us either through email or through Twitter or through Facebook or, in this case, the Art and Story Forum. Yes, indeed, I'm responding to another forum post. But hey, you guys ask really good questions, so it's worth responding to these things. And this one comes by way of John David Guerra. I'm trying to work on my pronunciation. I don't know why it's so hard for me to roll my R's like that. I don't know if it's some American thing or what. But John David Guerra of NightmarePoWrestling.com posted just today about a question about character design changes. And he was pointing out how he's, as he's going through updating his webcomic, which is a great webcomic, by the way. I highly advise you other art and storyers to check it out. I enjoy it. I think a lot of you will, too. Really dynamic, really energetic, and cool stuff. Especially if you enjoy some of our talk about wrestling on the Art and Story Extreme shows. But what he asks is how concerned he should be about character styles and character models changing in the work. Now, I've gone into this on past Art and Stories, but this is the problem with doing so many darn shows is that some of this stuff gets lost in the shuffle, and I can't tell you which episode I mentioned it on. It might have been multiple ones. And what's more is this is Thunder Punch Daily, my show, which I love the fact that it's my show because then I can just share my input on it, and I don't have to worry about anybody else disagreeing with me. You can always disagree with me in the forums, right? But my standard response to this question is that change is unavoidable and therefore good. You can't help it. As I've said in past episodes, drawing is something that you just get better at the more and more you do it, even if it's not necessarily improving like in a very loud way. You're going to be adding to your visual vocabulary as time goes on. Things that were a struggle for you to do in the first couple times around are going to be very natural for you to do the 50th, 60th time around. That just happens. So in my mind, I am accustomed to and quite comfortable with an artist's work evolving over time. Notice I used the word evolving. For better or worse, it happens. So it's something that I don't feel terribly worried about. Your personality changes. With any luck, you're going to learn and grow more over time, and your point of view is going to alter as a result of that. And that's going to come through in the work as well. And I grew up in a time when of the period of the monthly superhero comic. That's most of the stuff I fell in love with as a young one. And when I would fall in love with a particular artist, I noticed that their art would change between the first issue that they took on of Amazing Spider-Man versus the final issue they did as they left the book. Eric Larson's a good example of that. I remember watching his style get looser and looser, but at the same time more energetic. Walt Simonson did the same thing, and I love his work. I love his early work. I love his later work for different reasons. And look at things like The Simpsons, which I'm probably going to talk about a couple times here. The Simpsons is something where if you look at they're in their 20th season or 21st season or something like that, I still love the show, but look at it versus the very first season. The art style has changed. Technology changes. Different writers come on. And the worst thing that's going to happen is that some readers, some enjoyers of your content may get turned off by the evolution. But here's the thing that I think we need to understand about being a creator of entertainment is that you're not always going to have the same, if you do this for a long enough period of time, you're not always going to have the same group of readers. You're not always going to have the same enthusiasts of your work. There's going to be some super enthusiasts, some super fans, for lack of a better term, who, you know, they've glommed on to what is essential about your work, what rivets them, you know, philosophically or in terms of an idea in regard to your work. but they're not hung up on the nitty-gritty of little tiny things about your style. But there's going to be this periphery of fans who enjoy a lot of the surface stuff first and the deeper stuff second, if at all. And yeah, they're going to move on if your style changes. But that's the worst that can happen. And think about this. That means that you're opening up opportunities for new readers to enjoy your work as your style evolves. So one, it's unavoidable. Relax. Have fun with it. Two is the worst case scenario is you might lose a few readers, but you're also going to gain readers. I know some creators, and when dealing with finite pieces of fiction, like a graphic novel, you want it to be as cohesive as possible. Yes, I do understand that. And I know in cases like Sarah Turner of cricket-press.com, Knife Man, as she's known, she went back and redrew, like, I think the first 3 to 5 chapters of her graphic novel, File 49, a couple times. But that was because she was at a developmental stage of her illustration where by the time she got to chapter 6, it looked so different than chapter 1. It was as if two different people drew it. On the other hand, let's look at the front again at mladcomics.com. If you look at the first 2 chapters, and at the end of the 2nd chapter, I began filling in the undersides of the characters' eyelids. And I decided I liked it, and I continued to do that throughout the rest of the series, and I didn't draw eyes anymore where it was just the upper lid with no lower lid. And I was tempted to go back in the first couple chapters and fix all the lower lids, but then I thought about it, and I thought, you know, first of all, nobody's going to notice that kind of a minor change, and second of all, I don't want to get caught in this endless loop of revising. There comes a time where you have to just walk away from something and just let it stand. Let it stand as a document of your progress as an artist, which is fascinating for artists to look at, and B, just accept the fact that styles change, and to go back and revise your history, I think, is a waste of time. I could talk about this in terms of properties, stories that I love, even beyond The Simpsons, is the Transformers. Hey, anybody surprised that I'm bringing up the Transformers? If you look at season 1... of the series, Optimus Prime had a slightly different design of his helmet than he did in season 3. Yes, that's nerdy. I'm not apologizing for it, but I noticed stuff like that. His head became a little bit more square in the later seasons. And you can, if you really want to be super uptight and all bot-conny about it, you could say, well, that's to sort of like emphasize how he's becoming a more older, more sage-like leader, whereas in the first season he was kind of a John Wayne, kind of rough around the edges and yelling at his troops kind of leader. And maybe that's some kind of like visual cue to lead us into that evolution of the character. But no, it was just something where there's a lot of artists on board and the model just changed over time and we can live with it. It's a minor thing, but you know what? I like the first season 1 a little bit better. Does that make me like the season 3 head design less? No, it's just now I got a preference. No big deal. I know it's just the story as much as I love it. So again, I really don't think this is something to be afraid of. I think that it's something that you should embrace and look at the development of your story, if you're doing a long-form webcomic, as both a journey through a story for you, but also a journey for you as an artist. And then in the end, you've got this really cool document of how this, the styles evolved. Now let's talk about utterly changing a character design midstream. Is this such a bad thing? Again, I don't think so. It may be jarring for some readers, and it may be jarring for people who go back to read from the beginning, the really uptight types who can't just jump into a story midway. But again, if the new design works better for the part you are in the story, fine. Again, I'm going to point one more time at The Simpsons. If you look at those character designs, how they've evolved over time, and this is partially due to technology, now that the show is done entirely on the computer and the earlier shows were only partially done on computer, if at all. I don't know if season 1 was done on the computer at all, but I could be wrong about that. I'd have to get somebody in here who actually works for them to disprove me or not. But so yeah, if I watch a season 20 episode and watch a season 1 episode, Homer's model and even the voice acting that Dan Castellaneta does changes. In season 1, Dan Castellaneta was doing Homer with, and he admitted this, a sort of Walter Matthau kind of interpretation, and then he found the voice later on to the Homer that we all know and love. Does that take away from season 1? No, it just gives me a slightly different inflection. It makes the overall story more rich. I think that we comics artists, especially those of us, I'm not going to say this about you, John, but I'm going to say this about a majority of comics artists who are my age, who grew up on American comic storytelling. We get hung up on this idea of a continuity and a full narrative, this narrative that never, ever changes. And it's always this kind of standardized classic thing that we can come to again and again and again. There's a magic to that, I guess. But speaking as an artist and as somebody who wants more people to understand the craftsmanship a little bit more deeply to more fully appreciate comics as an art form, I think that having that apparent, making the process apparent by letting your style grow publicly is an interesting thing to do. And I think it gives the readers another thing to like look at you as the artist as well as enjoy the story, if that makes any sense. So them's my thoughts for the day. So who am I? I'm Jersey of jdrows.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you for subscribing to this project. We could not do this without you. I know I say it again and again and again, but it bears repeating because you've placed a value on this content, and it means a lot to us to know that it means that much to you. And as a matter of fact, a little closing, sub thought about this, not the topic, but about the show, is I know I've been, my updates have been a little sporadic. I mean, I've still been doing my two podcasts a week, but I haven't been doing them on the same day as much as I'd like to. But after Kids Read Comics is over, I am very interested in investigating the idea of doing Thunder Punch Daily a lot more often. We need to get more subscribers to do that, and I don't want to turn this into a, well, I'll do more if you pay me more. I don't want to turn it into that, but I'm enjoying this to the point where I would actually like to do this daily. But the thing is I don't know if what the interest would be in an actual Monday through Friday Thunder Punch Daily. So I'm just asking for input on that. If anybody has any thoughts on that, or if two is good, and that, you know what, that's not going to hurt my feelings. If somebody says, two is just fine, leave it at that. But if there are some of you who think that you would like to have more of the microcasts, I would certainly be interested in doing more of that. I've got a lot of ideas for the show that I want to start playing around with as soon as I get past this Kids Read Comics hump of organization and teaching. So, okay, thanks again, everybody. Don't forget to check out the other shows on Art and Story Supreme and the forum. I just followed up on a whole lot of posts there. And as usual, great conversation, guys. And I'll probably be doing more Thunder Punches about the great topics that you guys keep giving me to consider. So I'll be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
As you saw in today's story, people can change.
Right, Tila. Sibylline had always been an evil sorceress, but she was able to change her ways for the better. Maybe there's something about yourself that you don't like. A bad habit, maybe.
It's easy to say I can't change, but the truth is, you can change almost any behavior if you really want to.
And the first step is saying to yourself, I can't.